When Bill Clinton ran for president in 1992, he didn't field debate questions on how he'd handle the explosion of the internet. And in 2000, nobody asked George W. Bush about Al-Qaeda. And in 2007, none of us was prescient enough to ask Michael Nutter, "Hey, Mike, if the global economy should melt down in 2008, how will you handle the budget blowback in Philly?" Administrations often turn out to be defined by challenges few people had on their radar at campaign time. Even if you can't predict those twists and turns, you can try to get a sense of what kinds of experience, values, and mindset candidates might bring to bear when events scramble their plans. In other words, you can probe how ready they are to lead or to manage. The six Democratic candidates for mayor of Philadelphia are proposing to lead a city of more than 1.4 million souls and to manage a budget of nearly $4 billion. Do any of them really have a clue how to do that? You cannot accuse this talkative crew of failing to present themselves for public inspection. They have gamely shown up at an impressive cavalcade of forums. Questions at these events tend to dwell on the issues, capital T, capital I, and to have a certain sameness. After a while, everyone's so familiar with all the field's index card positions, they could answer questions for one another. It's understandable to want to pin down people on what they'll do if elected. But we should also perhaps ask, what should lead us to believe you can do any of the things you promised to do? And how are you prepared to handle the unexpected? Today, WHRY is hosting a mayoral forum that will be a little different as we try to get at such leadership questions that often end up deciding legacies. By we, I mean WHYY, the Committee of 70, the Philadelphia Business Journal, and Young Involved Philadelphia. Earlier this year, we did a little survey with YIP, asking voters which three leadership qualities they sought most in city leaders. For the nearly 100 respondents, the runaway winner was integrity, honesty, or variations thereof. Persistence also showed well. We don't pretend one 90-minute debate can reliably measure those qualities in six people, but we hope to get some sense of whether these would-be leaders of our city have a theory on how to push change or what model of leadership they will seek to emulate. You can hear it all tonight on WHYY FM at 9 p.m. Please listen, then let us know what you think. I'm Chris Cetullo.